Discovering stories of people living out their beliefs in our culture, communities, and the public square. And finding courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
January is a month set aside to reflect on the precious nature of human life. And as we examine the abortion issue all these 43 years after Roe versus Wade was decided, it remains perhaps the dividing issue in our culture and in our politics. But behind the political slogans and the sobering statistics, there are the stories. Stories of pain and of shame, but also stories of great redemption and real, lasting hope. Today we encounter a powerful example of just such a story as we meet a Christian mom of two beautiful kids who works as a chef and spends her time feeding the homeless through her church's soup and sandwich ministry. Kaylin Knopp explains how her story took a turn she never anticipated, but how God was at work in every moment. We'll also encounter a ministry that was instrumental in her life and her healing from her abortion experience called the Conquerors Program from New Life Family Services. Kathy Goggins is the program manager for Conquerors, and she joins us as well today. So Kaylin and Kathy, we're so pleased to have you both. Thank you so much for taking some time and joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So Kaylin, as we begin, take me back to bygone days a little bit. Where did you grow up, and what are some of the memories you carry of what your youth was like?
I grew up in a large family of five kids in East Grand Forks, Minnesota, right in the border of North Dakota. And I grew up in a really wonderful Christian home. Grew up going to Christian concerts and lots of going back and forth with my brothers and sisters and singing in church with my dad. And really wonderful memories of my childhood.
So faith was a very real thing to you as
a kid. Absolutely, yeah.
And you remember first hearing about this issue of abortion quite early in your life,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep. I had the opportunity to go to a chapel in the sixth grade. I went to a small private Catholic school that my generations of my family had gone to. And a priest named Father Frank Pavone, who is a very well-known pro-life activist, came to our church and told us about abortion. And it was the first time I'd ever heard about this horrendous thing. And I remember it was the first time in my life I ever was touched in a way that I really wanted to do something and was so horrified at this horrible thing, and sought out a mentorship with him and just became very active in wanting to know more about pro-life ministry.
And you even became something of a pro-life activist, even at a young age, right?
Uh-huh.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I started donating all my babysitting money to Priests for Life, wow. which is the group that he ran, and I had some things published on adoption versus abortion. I have two adopted brothers, and so that was kind of my foundation that, you know, had my brother's mother had an abortion, I wouldn't have them, and they wouldn't be part of our family, and God fit them so perfectly in our family. So I also started groups that were picketing abortion clinics in Fargo at a pretty young age, and wrote anything I could about adoption over abortion, and I did a lot of debates and things on the topic. It was very important to me.
It's pretty remarkable. So sketch this journey for us then, Kaylin, if you could, from that point to then age 19, when you find yourself hearing that news that changed your life.
Yeah, I was 19 and with a man at the time who I thought I was very much in love with. I got into a place where I had left college and was pretty isolated. I was a little bit of a ways distance-wise from my family, and they weren't very thrilled with the fact that I had left college. And so I didn't feel like I could reach out to them when I received that news. He told me that he didn't want to be a dad and that I needed to have an abortion. That was definitely not something that was in the cards for me, I felt at that time. It was very, very difficult news, and I struggled with that a lot. Within a couple of days, I had made my decision that instead of going through with an abortion, that I was going to kill myself instead. And so I sat up in our apartment one night, I wrote a letter, and I tied a sheet around my neck and jumped off of our balcony of our first floor apartment. And luckily, the balcony broke, and I was okay. But I kicked and screamed on the way to the clinic and begged him to not make me do it. He threatened to leave, that I was going to have to raise the child alone. My family was going to be even more upset and disappointed in me than they already were, and that wasn't something I wanted either. And so at that point, I really didn't feel like I had much of a choice, which makes me sad because I did have a choice, but I was young and scared.
Mm. That's the voice of Kaylin Knopp here on the road. We're hearing her incredible story of loss, a struggle with addiction, but of great redemption as well here for Faith Radio. Can you still remember some of the feelings and the emotions that you experienced after you had the procedure itself?
The procedure itself was very, very horrifying. I can remember everything about that day and that time. I remember what movie was on in the clinic. I remember faces of other women that were there and just feeling in shock at how many women were there. And it was like this, just thinking about, and I remember seeing all the literature about all the babies that are killed and seeing that, but then actually seeing it in real life was pretty amazing. And I remember being in the little office with the woman who was asking if I was sure I wanted to do it and if anyone had forced me to be there, and wanting to ask her for help. And I remember the abortion, even the picketers outside, and how horrifying that was, and not realizing that that's something I'd put someone else through. You know, that was probably the hardest part, was going by the picketers, because I was so ashamed. The whole experience itself was horrible. It was everything that the horror stories I had heard. It really was. And even afterwards, you know, I had been so sick throughout my pregnancy, I could finally eat. And so I went and ate a ton and just cried a lot and started drinking a lot, actually. That was kind of the start of my alcohol addiction at that point. It was just a good way to numb my feelings and my shame from what I had done.
During this time, as you mentioned, you were also battling with substance abuse, so you talk a little bit about how that came into your life, but mm-hmm. how long of a struggle did that become for you, and what was that like to be battling that?
Yeah, I've had a 13-year alcohol addiction, and that went throughout my years of being a mother. A good majority of that time, I was a closet alcoholic trying to masquerade being a super mom and have a career and a business.
Wow.
And it was very lonely and very, very sad. I have gotten help for that, and it's a victory that I have at this time. So bless God for that.
Absolutely. Did you continue having suicidal thoughts as well throughout this period?
I did. I went into a period of self-harm and a lot of suicidal tendencies. So I started experimenting with drugs, which only elevated that. I had a lot of overdoses and times in the hospital and in detoxes. I ended up having two more abortions the year after the first one, because at that point I was pretty reckless. I wasn't taking care of myself. I began drinking more. I started doing drugs. And at that point it didn't matter. I'd already had one. What was the point? If I'd already had one, why wouldn't I have another one?
Right.
And that continued on, so two more times, which just compounded the shame. And I never talked to anyone about it. I never told anyone about it. I never thought that I would talk about it or would tell anyone about it. So this is a miracle in itself.
Understood. Well, we're here on the road with Kaylin Knopp. It's an incredible story of loss, a struggle with addiction, but of great redemption. We're so glad to have Kaylin here with us today for Faith Radio. So how and when, Kaylin, did you decide to look for help, and what then brought you to Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge?
So, like I said, I had struggled with this 13-year addiction, and it got to a point where I was not doing well. I lost my family due to it. I was asked to leave my home, and I love being a mom. It's my favorite thing in the whole wide world. I have the most beautiful children. I have an 8- and 5-year-old, Grace and Sam, and I knew that losing them was a real reality, and I got to a point where I started writing letters to them and basically telling them, that I love them, and I didn't know how much longer I was going to be around because I didn't think I was going to be able to do it. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think I was going to live much longer. And the thought of losing them and the shame of that was just too much for me. So I had thrown out a couple of prayers in very intoxicated stupors, and he came through regardless of where I was at when I said them. And a friend had gone through the program of Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge a number of years ago, and I called her unknowingly and ended up in Teen Challenge within about 48 hours of that phone call for help. And I was in Teen Challenge for 13 and a half months. It was the most healing time of my life. And we had a chapel one morning about the Conquerors group. And I had heard some from some of the other women, and I had heard one woman say that it was the most healing thing she had done since she had been there. And so that was kind of where the seed was planted for me. And I knew when it came around to be that time, I was going to do it. And I was pretty set that I was going to do it. And then when the time came, I got very scared and apprehensive.
Yeah. Understood. Well, it's a remarkable story, that path of healing. So many times when we talk about turning away from a behavior or a road, we talk about it in terms of a road to Damascus moment, right? It's a one-time thing. But as you indicated, 13 months, I mean, that's a long process, right? I imagine there were ups and there were downs throughout that process.
Oh, many.
Kathy Goggins here with us, the Conquerors Program from New Life Family Services. And Kathy, I think this is a good time to just talk about the relationship between Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge and Conquerors, and really what someone in Kaylin's experience, what she would have experienced and how she would have been impacted there through the Conquerors program.
Well, back in 2014, Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge contacted Conquerors and asked if we could form a partnership with them and bring our program into Teen Challenge to help women heal after abortion. And so we started doing that with having groups three times a year. And Kaylin happened to be one of the groups in 2015. So we were thrilled to have her. And we have facilitators who are trained. They actually have been through Conquerors, having had abortion in their own personal history.
Right.
And then getting training and facilitating and then leading groups at Teen Challenge.
That's remarkable. And what kind of messages are communicated? And what is the experience like for a young woman like Kaylin going through the Conquerors program?
Conquerors is a support program that offers both one-on-one mentoring and group sessions designed to deal with the pain and difficulties common to those who have had abortions. So weekly sessions address the issues of post-abortion stress from a biblical perspective. So we have a 12-session, 10-week program, and some of those sessions include powerlessness, anger, guilt and shame, depression and anxiety, forgiveness. Mm-hmm. We also hold a silent retreat for a day-long time to focus on grieving the loss of our children. We also hold an honor service to give respect and honor to our children and give us a time of closure so that we can move on. Then after that, we look at self-image. Who does God say we are? Mm. And then where does God want us to take our healing after Conquerors is over?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the forgiveness, that was a big one. That was a really big week. A lot of us that have gone through abortion, definitely it wasn't like, I'm going to go have an abortion. So that's just what's going to happen. There was a lot of, you know, outside forces, so I mean influences. So that was a really big week, very healing week for us.
Absolutely. I would say forgiveness is probably one of the most difficult topics to deal with after abortion. Mm-hmm. Many times, as Kaylin said, there are outside forces that cause us to make that choice. But typically, women always go back and say, well, I made the choice. Mm-hmm. I can't forgive myself.
Of course.
Or how can God forgive me? I've done such a horrible thing.
Well, this is one of the most interesting things talking to you, Kaylin, I thought, was when you talked about forgiveness, you said that in a way you didn't want to ask God for it because you knew he would forgive you.
Mm-hmm. I knew he would. I didn't want it. I didn't deserve it. I didn't feel like I deserved it. Of course, I do deserve it. I know that now. But at the time, I didn't want his forgiveness. I knew he would give me his grace, and I didn't want it, which is very sad when I look back at it, but...
Well, you said, too, that one of the most difficult things for you to do was to deal with the shame of what had happened and that you didn't want to go back and have to reopen and revisit mm-hmm. those feelings. Why was that so difficult, and how were you able to begin to go through that process?
Sure. You know, I had shoved this down so deep. I was almost convinced to myself that they didn't even happen. And they were just they're so deep. I mean, the thought of having to bring these up on top of all these other addiction things I was dealing with would just seem so overwhelming. And I came up with every excuse why I didn't have to do it, because of choir practice or, you know, you name it. And it was going to be in the way. Or it affected my visits on, you know, it just was silly. But it was just the fact that I knew I was going to have to deal with the most shameful part of my life and the most difficult, horrible decision I felt I had made thus far. And I'd made a lot of them, so that says a lot.
And, you know, basically behind that decision is fear.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy comes to us and says, oh, you can't be a mom for whatever reason. And fear is the driver that causes us to make that choice. Mm-hmm. And fear continues to be the driver until you get healing from the Lord.
Right. I put a lot of my identity in being a mother, and that was something that I wore pretty proudly. And so I knew that if I opened this up, that it was something that I was going to have to deal with as far as, you know, judgments from people. Because there are people that, you know, there are people that are going to judge you regardless. And when I did come out and was able to speak after the Conquerors program, a while after actually, and spoke to my house, I knew that I was going to, I lived in a house with about 40 other women at Teen Challenge.
Sure.
And I knew that there was going to be some judgments and some thoughts, but at that point it didn't really matter anymore. But there was a time where that made a huge difference to me and what people would think of me as a mom.
That seems only human for mm-hmm. sure. That's the voice of Kaylin Knopf talking about her incredible story of loss, struggle with addiction, but of great, great redemption as well. Kathy Goggins is here with us as well, the program manager for the Conquerors Program from New Life Family Services. And we're here on the road for Faith Radio. And Kaylin, as we make the turn and we talk about what you went through in Conquerors and in Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge, when was it that God's grace finally began to find its way into your heart and you were able to begin to forgive yourself for what had happened?
I had all kinds of different feelings of shame, but he started to just, we do, you know, they had a lot of Bible verses every week that would be relevant to what we were talking about, and I was really getting into my Bible and my faith, and so I love that where we would go through and everyone's excited to read the next Bible verse and apply it to how you're feeling, and every week just got a little bit easier, a little bit better, and a little more comfortable. Up until the memorial service, the forgiveness week, I said, was really hard, but good. And the memorial service was difficult. We got these really beautiful handmade dolls that memorialized each of our children. And we were to take some time with them. And that was difficult for me. I really put it off. I didn't want, even going through it for however many weeks at that point I had, I didn't want to deal with that portion, the reality that those were my children.
Yeah.
And that is the reality of it. And I needed to come to terms with the fact that I did that to my children and that God still loved me, they still loved me, and that he was going to use it for good, which mm-hmm. he has. So that's kind of, I think after the memorial service, we gave them the respect, and that thing really was the turning point for me, I feel like, when I was able to do that, name them, and, you know, things like that. So
that's powerful stuff. Kathy, what's it like for you to go through that process with these young ladies as well and to watch them go from the beginning, what Kaylin described as a reticence and a silence, and then to come to that place where they're able to begin to let some of that forgiveness really become invested in their lives?
For me, I've come full circle because I went through the program in 1998 myself, and now helping other women realize how much the Lord loves them and He's got a plan for them, and it's a good plan, mm-hmm. and he forgives them, and their children forgive them. I love watching the transformation that the Lord does. It's just so beautiful.
That's the voice of Kathy Goggins, the program manager for Conquerors from New Life Family Services. Kaylin Knopf is with us here as well. Her incredible story of loss and a struggle with addiction and of great redemption is what we've been hearing today on the road to For Faith Radio. And Kaylin, it's a big question, but when you begin to experience this freedom, mm-hmm. as you described it, how did it begin to change your life? Big question, I know.
Oh, wow. How didn't it change my life? You know, I think back to the initial interview that we do, and I'm not sure if Kathy was there. Were you there? Oh, man. It was horrible. I couldn't stop crying, sobbing uncontrollably. I'm like, these women are going to think I'm insane. I couldn't even talk about it. And I knew I had to, and I couldn't. It was so, do you remember me?
Yeah,
that?
And that's so normal. So normal.
And then, you know, like you said, coming full circle, and I'm sitting on the radio talking about it, you know, smiling. It makes no sense. Like, that's not me. I'll tell you that right now. So it just, it relinquished a lot of shame. And going through just the program at Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge in general, like they taught me very much how, you know, how much he loves me and that he's turning our mess into messages. And that's mm-hmm. what he does. And he's been so faithful and has shown me that in so many aspects of my life. And this is just a very big one because this was really a thorn in my side. Like, this was a very big one and a very hard topic for me, and so I'm not incredibly surprised that he's using this right now, but I'm so happy that he is, because I never thought I would be able to be in pro-life ministry again. I thought that was something that was done for me, you know, that I couldn't do that anymore. I had made this horrible choice and that was it, and God is so much bigger than that.
Amen.
So much bigger than that.
And we mentioned it right off the top, but you are being able to use your gifts as a chef and you're blessing people daily basis with food ministry. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So coming out of Teen Challenge, I knew that I had had a big change of heart, and I am a chef, but I spent a lot of my time working in, you know, restaurants and things like that. And I decided that I wanted to help people. I wanted to serve full time. So I got a job at a nonprofit called Open Arms of Minnesota, and we actually serve clients with terminal illnesses. So I feed, so I cook healthy, healing, nutritious food. I pray over the food as I'm cooking it, and I love it. And then I am involved in a soup and sandwich ministry through Serenity Village Community Church in Crystal. It was started by my boyfriend, Kylie, actually, and he started making sandwiches and passing them out to the homeless. And when I came on, I said, let's do soup too. So we've been doing soup and sandwiches, and we're just working on expanding that and growing that. And it's just a huge part of my life right now. And God has just opened up all of these doors to just serve. And that's really where my life is going now. I just want to share my message. And this particular topic has been one that is also on my heart. I knew pretty early on that if it was possible to do stuff with Conquerors that I wanted to, and I was really hoping that would be a door that would be opened. I knew I had to wait for the right timing, but it really did, and I'm very, very thankful. Kathy's been great, and I still speak to my the women who ran my group, and they're so wonderful, and they email me and check in with me and see how I'm doing, and I couldn't be more happy. God has just done so much for me. I can start crying even thinking about it. He's so good. And, you know, it just was when I finally just relinquished everything to him and said, this life's yours. I'm here. Just be my strength and I'll do it with you.
Well, Kathy, we've seen a life changed through this half hour with Kaylin's story. And I just wonder, you know, as we, it's gone fast, as I anticipated that it might, but as we begin to close out the show, I mean, tell us a little bit again about what the Conquerors program looks like, and then if someone is listening today with a similar experience to what Kaylin has experienced and what you yourself have experienced, how can they get in touch with you? How can they learn more about Conquerors?
Well, as I shared, Conquerors is a 10-week program. We have 12 sessions. We have groups starting all the time in the Twin Cities area. So what you would want to do is go to our website, conquerorsafterabortion.org, or give us a call at 612-746-5663. We have you fill out an application. We do an interview face-to-face and get you signed up for group. So we've got 5 groups starting within the next 4 months. We would love to have any woman out there who feels like she's got some pain after her abortion, or maybe she's not sure, but she thinks there might be something that's not right. We are non-judgmental. We're compassionate. Mm-hmm. We love the women. Mm-hmm. We are not there to shame them or guilt them. And actually, we're mostly a sounding board. They go through the lessons. They look up the scripture. The Holy Spirit speaks to them. And they come back to group, and we just agree with them. We pray with them. Mm-hmm. It's powerful.
Well, it's been powerful just listening to both of you today. Kaylin and Kathy, thank you so much for investing the time and for doing what it takes to sit in front of a microphone. I know that so many of us, that's such a big fear. So it's people are going to be touched by this. Thank you so much to both of you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.